Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Slow start, fast finish. Defense taking care of things while the offense struggled in the first half on Monday. But in the end, defense with a capital D as Terry Moore and Hoosiers moved into round two of the NCAA Monday down in San Antonio, blasting VCU 63-32. Grace Berger, 13 of her 20 in the opening half. Indiana up at half by only 5, 27-22.
That was kind of the message at halftime. If we get stops on defense, kind of got in a rhythm, I think. You know, confident at halftime, even if we're not hitting shots, that our defense will carry us to a win.
Well, as Grace was mentioning, the rhythm picked up. Indiana off they went, 41-15, outscoring VCU in the second half. They held VCU 0 of 11 from the field in the fourth quarter and only 3 points.
Coach Morin said that we needed to be focused on our offense actually going into the fourth quarter. It's really nice to see us hit some hints of inside shots, hit some outside shots. Hopefully that'll give us all individually confidence moving forward.
Grace Berger and the Hoosiers will move forward now to Wednesday. Game time to be announced later today against OVC champion the Belmont Bruins, who are 21-5. They upset fifth-seeded Gonzaga on Monday. Coach Terry Morin in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
VCU 0 of 11 from the field in the fourth quarter. They had only 3 points, shut out the final 5-0-9. It was a fitting cap Monday defensively for Terry Moore's fourth-seeded Hoosiers. 63-32 the final down in San Antonio, as now we move to round number two on Wednesday. Admittedly, as Coach Terry was telling us, the first 20 minutes, it just took a little time to knock the rust off before things finally locked in.
We anticipated the slow start, but I thought we started to figure out some things in the second half. Defensively, we were locked in. I have no complaints with that side of the ball. It was just our ball movement, like I said, was not what it needed to be. But we shored that up in the halftime and got to our kids. I thought they settled in.
Well, the ball did start to go in, obviously, and the Hoosiers closed the second half 41-15, outscoring VCU. Grace Berger with 20, Allie Patberg 17. Had 12 in the second half. Grace had 13 of the first 22 for Indiana in the opening half. So it's off to face OVC champion the Belmont Bruins on Wednesday. Game time will be announced a little bit later today. Belmont 21-5, the 12th seed. They upset fifth-seeded Gonzaga on Monday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.